Laura is a very indiscriminate villain.
General Hal Hornberg, U.S. Air Force retired, said on battlefields of the past, the men and women would not have survived the severe wounds that they come home with today.
And rather than give them a pat on the back, we try to give them mobility, which results in freedom and allows them to return to society as productive as they can possibly be.
Segs for Vets calls San Antonio its home and twice a year awards Segways to veterans who have lost legs or been confined to a wheelchair since they were injured. A special Segway had to be built for 22-year-old Todd Love, who lost both legs and his left arm in Afghanistan. Love said he woke up to firefights every day there, and now he's just happy to be alive.
You know, and when I woke up in the hospital in Germany, yeah, I didn't have legs at all. I was, you know, my hand, I was in a lot of pain, but I was happy because for the first time in several months, I woke up knowing that I was going to go home and I was going to see my family again. And that, for me, that was all that mattered.
Segs for Vets has given more than 1,000 Segways to servicemen and women so far. Founder Jerry Kerr said the need is even greater now than when this all began in 2008.
Well, we know right now that we need to give away another 2,500 Segways that we know of. And, of course, the war continues in Afghanistan. The injuries in 2011, we had more amputations than any other year before.
Segs for Vets receives no government funding but provides the transports with private funds and supports from organizations like the DAV and USAA. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.